Hello and welcome back to Doc Talk.
Last week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved tapinarof cream 1% for the treatment of plaque psoriasis in all severities in adult patients, ushering in the first and only FDA-approved steroid-free topical medication in its class. Remarkably, it had been 25 years since a novel chemical entity had been introduced into psoriasis care from a brand new mechanism of action. And from the data gathered from phase 3 SOARING 1 and 2 trials, as well as the long-term extension study, it couldn't have come at a better time. Pivotal phase 3 data show treatment with tapinarof cream led to statistically significant improvements in PGA scores of clear or almost clear, with a minimum 2-grade improvement compared to vehicle treatment from baseline to week 12. Better yet, the median duration of clear or almost clear skin was approximately 4 months after cessation of treatment with tapinarof, which was detailed in the phase 3 LTE study for patients who achieved clear skin during SOARING 1 or 2. For this episode of Doc Talk, Dr. Philip Brown is Chief Medical Officer at Dermavant Sciences, and Todd Zavodnik, who is the Chief Executive Officer at Dermavant Sciences, speak of the implications of the FDA decision and how tapinarof cream is set to revolutionize psoriasis management. Just before we hit record, you were talking about just how personal everyone's taking this news, and for good reason. What are the implications of this for patients? And maybe talking about the versatility of tapinarof. I know that the approval is for psoriasis of all different severities and different types. So if you could maybe speak to that, that would be great.
So I think, you know, the implications for patients are profound. If you think about a patient who's historically only had access to topical corticosteroids, vitamin D analogs, they have limited utility in terms of their ability to manage their disease process. And depending on the strength of the steroid, for instance, you can't use it. You have to be very concerned about which anatomic regions you're using that on. So they may get 2 or 3 prescriptions for different strength steroids, depending on where their psoriatic lesions are. So I think if you think about their journey with having this on and off process, they can only use a topical corticosteroid for a very limited period of time before you get into irreversible side effects. There are systemic side effects associated with topical corticosteroids and suppression of the HPA axis. And they have a very fast offset of action. So they work really well for a brief period of time. And then they, as soon as you have to stop using them for safety reasons, then your disease flares right back. So it's this sort of wicked cycling on and off flare. And tapinarof really is addressing a multitude of issues in that, you know, we can use it anywhere on the body for any length of time. That's what our data show. That's what our labeling with the FDA is. It's extremely well tolerated in all these various anatomic locations. There's no evidence of irreversible skin changes associated with it. We have extremely low systemic exposure, so we don't have to worry about systemic side effects. And we've shown with our data that a patient can have a very robust effect very quickly, but with continued use, it just continues to improve. So while we showed great data at 12 weeks, with continued use, we know that efficacy continues to improve beyond that time point. So it's a new therapeutic option that a patient can use continuously anywhere on their body, single prescription, and have remarkable disease outcomes. And then obviously the remittive effect, which is a highly differentiated characteristic. So as soon as the patient's achieved complete disease clearance, and that's a remarkable threshold in and of itself, stop using the product, and the median time before the disease worsening occurred was 4 months. And that doesn't happen with the topical product, any topical product. So whether it's existing or even those that are in the pipeline that we're aware of. So highly differentiating characteristic.
And maybe just to add on, because I 100% with Phil, is I have a pharmacy background. So I'll give you what excites me for patients. It's like, you know, what we put in our headline of our press release. It's crazy to think that it's been 25 years since there's been a new chemical entity, you know, a novel chemical entity introduced into psoriasis from a brand new mechanism of action is remarkable. I think to restate what Phil said, and just powerful efficacy, results that last. I think in our label via the FDA, which is not only did we see over 52 weeks the same effect, patients coming off it on therapy, but it worked the same. So no tachyphylaxis. The thing that constantly came back to us through the study was, when my patients are clear, they're not reflaring. Where with steroids, they're reflaring in 30 days. They're clear, and then they're getting red in a month, and then they're back on their medicine, they're getting red. It's like an EKG. It's like up and down. They're like, with tapinarof, with VTAMA, they're staying clear, and your drug's not systemically absorbed. So you're having an effect on the immunology, and we're seeing a median time for them to reflare of 4 months. And I just want to restate what Phil said. That's systemic biologic-like. That's not topical-like. So what does it mean for patients is we had patients share with us, you know, physicians, my psoriasis on my face is gone, and I've been clear for 4 months or 6 months. 4 months was the median. So I think for us, that's where it's like the days of efficacy and safety alone in innovative medicine and immunodermatology, really it's efficacy, safety, and results that last. It's the three pillars. And that's what we've heard. And you probably read it, but I did a couple other interviews and I said this, is like, we've took the dermatology, sort of the ages of cassettes, and we've jumped to digital music really quickly with this leapfrog technology. And that's why we joined together. We've known each other for years. It was like, this is going to be special for patients, and it's going to be special to be part of to launch, because it's not another medicine. It's novel, and the target profile for patients should transform dermatology into a multi-billion-dollar blockbuster for the company, which is going to allow us, I mean, we're going to help so many patients that we've already known in a once-a-day non-steroid, anywhere on the body for any length of time. You can't say that about it. That's remarkable. And so I get excited about it. And I think you hear Phil talk, and we've heard from patients directly to us through our clinical soaring program, which we've allowed them to speak to our employee base, which has really shook them. That's why it's emotional, because they've heard from patients and they're like, wow, this is really going to change the space. This isn't just another medicine. So sorry for the long answer, but you really need the full picture to understand that's what's going on.
Yeah, and you don't have to apologize. We appreciate the full picture. And like you both mentioned, part of that picture was developed by patients. And I was hoping maybe we could talk about the LTE study, because we have reported on Soaring 1 and 2. And like you both mentioned, it's incredible data and it's worth talking. But this LTE study, collecting data and responses from the patients themselves. And I believe, if this number is correct, 81.7% considered this treatment to be more effective than prior topical treatments. So could we maybe just delve into that briefly?
Yeah, I think the first thing to note, this is a very large extension study by topical product standards. So we had 763 patients that elected to enroll in the open label extension. That was 92% of the eligible population. So that's a pretty remarkable just a statistic. And I think, yeah, I think that's indicating how patients perceived or desired continued exposure to the product. Through that process, it is a very unique study design. We dosed until a patient achieved complete disease clearance. And you already mentioned we're studying all levels of disease severity at baseline. So these are patients coming in with a PGA 4, PGA 3, up to a 20% body surface area. So for a topical to be able to drive to complete disease clearance is an very, very stringent threshold. And over the course of the long-term extension study, we drove 312 patients, or 41% of that population, achieved complete disease clearance. That's PGA 0, PASI 100, however you want to characterize, complete absence of disease. So that's in my experiences, that's an absolutely remarkable outcome for a topical product. And then we get into this remittive effect that we've just opined on in the previous question, which is, you know, patients then were specifically discontinued from the therapy and then just followed for disease worsening. And that median effect is around 4 months, whether you're looking at a population of those that got clear in the 12 weeks or whether you're looking at the full population that became clear in the long-term extension study. So that's a very consistent observation. So at the end of the study, then patients were asked to just fill out a questionnaire that were able to capture their views on the product. And I think that 81.7% you're quoting are those individuals who had told us they had been on previous topical products. And their perception is that tapinarof was more effective. And there were a number of categories. That's just one aspect of it. But I think there was a strong patient preference for tapinarof relative to what prior topical therapies they had been on. And I think, again, this relates to the way we started the previous question, which is steroids really have been the mainstay of therapy, but they're not very satisfying for anyone. And I think the patients that participated and had exposure to the product for up to a year, we're indicating that to us as, you know, this was easy to use. It was extremely well tolerated, had a remarkable impact on their disease. And the fact that they can discontinue therapy for an extended period of time is absolutely incredible. So
I wanted to second some things Phil said to this. First off, Armand, he's a little humble in that Phil is the reason we have the design of the long-term study. Like, he built this because when he looked at, I remember the conversation in the last 4 years, when you looked at the 12-week Soaring 1 and 2 data, his comment always was, this drug is continuing to work. It's just ramping up. It's not done. There's more. There's so much more. And so when you look at week 12 to week 52, the next 40 weeks that he said, the first thing that was beyond exciting to us that I'll repeat that he said is 92% of patients that finished at 12 weeks, 92% raised their hand and said, I want to stay on this drug for the rest of the year. Like, I want this drug. In dermatology, there are so many competing studies to say that, and to have a site allow it because they have other studies, they got to go. To have 92% of those patients say, I'm staying on this drug. It's voting for tapinarof and VTAMA. That was remarkable. Then the way Phil built it was very different than anything I've been in derm 11 years, is it's real world, which was everyone's getting drug. But when you get clear, which is very gutsy because people don't say that in a topical. People say that with a systemic. We said, when you get clear, which Phil said was 312 people, we're going to follow you off drug until you get to a PGA2. We're going to watch you. We want to see how long you go clear and happy. And that was, in that study, it was like 130 days, for the remainder of people that got to zero. So roughly 4 months as a median, it was right censored, right? Because we stopped at 52 weeks. Some of these people went 8-9 months clear. We have patients that have been clear a year, on tapinarof, which is crazy. So I do think that the other stats I pulled up just to help you, because I knew, you asked the question. 81% of patients preferred VTAMA cream over any topical they've been on. That's a lot. 68% of patients said they preferred VTAMA over any systemic they've ever been on. Any oral or injectable. That's remarkable. And we're indicated for mild, moderate, and severe. So in dermatology, Armand, 83% of all prescriptions are topical. 17% are oral injectable. In psoriasis, because of all the shortcomings Phil talked about with steroids, orals and injectables have slid down into the mild, moderate space. And extremely blown up healthcare costs in psoriasis. The ability to introduce a once-a-day non-steroid with powerful efficacy, results that last, and beautiful safety and tolerability, we're going to be able to transform derm from steroids to VTAMA And we're also going to arrest that growth of, you know, highly expensive orals or systemics encroaching down into that space. And that was that percentage. We had two others. 84% of patients said they would recommend VTAMA to others if available. 89% of patients said VTAMA is easy to apply, non-greasy, absorbs quickly. I wish you were here with us. Our vehicle is a cream. I have it in my bag, actually, in the other room. It's important. We're both been in derm a long time. It's not an ointment. It's not a gel. It's not greasy, tacky. It dissolves. It vanishes within seconds. Doesn't stain clothing. So when we say once a day, non-steroidal, cosmetically elegant, we've put the cream on a couple thousand derms. They're blown away. They're like, my patients are going to love this. Not only once a day, but preserves their clothing. They have large areas. They have expensive. Some are, you know, many are in suits or in business attire. Like, this is going to be great. Like, it's going to change their lives disease-wise, and it's not going to affect, you know, their clothing, which a lot of things ruin when you talk about ointments or gels. And that was the 89% in the survey. So we've been really excited about it. I think the only two things I do want to go back to with you is in the LTE, it was Dr. Brown that came up with the concept of remittance or this off treatment median of 4 months where we see people stay clear. It is unheard of in a topical medicine. I mean, when you talk about remittance and staying clear for that time, you're always talking about injectable medicine. And we're talking about it in a topical that's going to allow, you know, cost control within a category and the ability to move from steroids to non-steroidals. So to us, it's
how do you hope that this approval can we approach derm care? I know you mentioned, I think 83% involves topical creams, but in terms of the satisfaction that was recorded with patients and doctors alike, how do you think that this can evolve the conversation surrounding derm care in general, not just psoriatic disease?
I think foundationally, I need to start just in the diseases we're studying, which is psoriasis approval. I think you're aware in our ADORING trial, which is our atopic dermatitis trial, we're currently executing that in the US and Canada in 100 sites with data to be read out by mid-2023, the first half of 2023. So I want to level set there. I want to also level set that I think it's important to understand for you, you know, how we see it, the two sets of patients. I think immediately VTAMA will be used as the mainstay and the standard of care in plaque psoriasis for mild, moderate, severe, first line. And I think also we know in our market research that when patients get an oral or a systemic injectable medicine, they get a concomitant topical for spot lesions. And we know that VTAMA is that solution when you say anywhere on the body, any length of time, cosmetically elegant once a day. So we're addressing we're addressing this and soon to address atopic dermatitis. Your question, I'll be very specific. I think Phil and I have known each other a long time. You know dermatology. My career started at Alcon 14 years. And in the last 11, I was president of Galderma. I was president of Zyltiq. Revance, I came here. I came here because it's pure innovation, novel, new chemical entity, novel chemical entity, NCE, novel target product profile is no more just efficacy and safety. We have durability and remittance and results that last, that we changed the entire game in derm. So when you ask what's different is you can't come with just efficacy and safety anymore. We're telling you 41% of our patients got to PASI 100. So for me, any topical medicine better show me their patient clear PGA zero data. Don't just show me they dropped 2-point reduction, you know, within their study. How many patients got clear, like zero clear? And then how long did they stay clear for? So I think what we've done at Dermavant and with VTAMA, we've changed the conversation. And I think we've done it two ways that I'll finish and give it to Dr. Brown is one is we've changed the conversation with regards to the clinical attributes and the target product profile, like I just shared. And then I think the thing I started with you, I want to end with on my side, is our values here are heart, mind, and soul. We have, I was here with 20 people when I started. We're now 250 plus. We have handpicked. We're 50% women, 50% men, have handpicked the people from an IQ, EQ, and grit perspective. We realize the amount of patients we're going to be responsible to helping. We take it extremely seriously. And this is the first launch. We were approved Tuesday. Armand, I'm talking to you today. This is why I'm smiling. We have product in the channel today. So for us, approval equals launch. In my entire career in dermatology, approval is on a Monday and launch is 3 months later. We have worked so hard to have approval equal launch that I think I talked, Phil did maybe 20, 30 derms just today. And they're like, I wrote 10 scripts. I wrote 20 VTAMA. I wrote 50 VTAMA. I mean, pharmacies are waiting. The product was shipped yesterday. That's unheard of. So when we talk about the team we have at Dermavant around our values of heart, mind, and soul, I think we're going to transform the clinical expectation like I shared. And we're definitely transforming what an innovative company feels like culturally. And that's what's important to me as a CEO, is I just want people to love what they do, not just do it because it's a job. And I would tell you, you spend a week with us in the offices, you'll feel it. You'll feel the culture of this company. And that's also transformational because the derms feel it. And they tell me that they're like, the people you have, it's contagious. It's viral. We can't wait to support Dermavant. So I think we're excited. I don't know if anything I left out.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would add, it's interesting. If you look at topicals, you know, they're for the most part repurposed from other areas of medicine. The molecule exists somewhere else, and there's a creative strategy to formulate for a topical. And, you know, that serves a purpose. I think VTAMA really offers something different in terms of being a new chemical entity. And I hope this is that transformational moment that is going to stimulate additional advancement into the way people think about topical products, not just our product. I hope it stimulates other companies to think about how do I bring in new chemical entities that can actually improve patients' lives. And there's been so much great innovation in the biologic space or in the systemic space, and how that has really defined the pathogenesis of these conditions, whether it's AD or psoriasis. And now we're seeing how VTAMA is going to fit into that armamentarium and that paradigm and advance the thinking. So, you know, I'm proud of what we've done. I'm really proud and hopeful of what we're going to do, how many thousands and tens of thousands of people's lives we will change positively through this experience. And equally important, I hope it serves as a stimulus or an illustration to industry to be more creative in the way they're thinking about topical products and how we serve patients' needs.
We'd like to thank Dr. Brown and Mr. Zvodnik for joining the program. And thank you so much for listening. If you want more news on psoriasis care, make sure to follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. We'll be back next week with a new episode of Doc Talk. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.